Okay, next case, please.
Case number 9641, Michael and Gloria Brandon, west of Road 273, southeast of Burton Avenue, being Lot 21A within West Rehoboth, they variance from front yard setback requirement.
State your name and address.
Michael Brandon, 120 Shady Ridge Drive, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
What's your name? Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Good evening, sir.
Yes.
Explain to the board your request.
I'm requesting a variance from the front yard setback, and because it's an irregular shaped lot, and there's an open space right in front of it that's never going to be used for a cul-de-sac or anything else. I've got a print on that, and that you can see on the little print, the lot is 21A over there at the end of Burton there, right there in the corner. Mm-hmm. You got it?
Yep.
And the bicycle path is running right there at the corner of the lot, and so the state road bicycle path, so I'd like to push it away up like north or northeast the house on that lot, so I'd have a bigger buffer from the bicycle path, the state bicycle path right now, because it actually almost joins it there. Mm-hmm. And I went to the utilities guy, and he for Sussex County, and they don't have any problem with it. They don't need that open space or anything, because Duffy Street's right there, and if they had a fire engine or anything coming down there, they can usually back out and back it around. And he said that's fine because it's only 175 feet. And so, and DelDOT does not clear or duff, and that's like a private road. I don't know quite the terminology for all this stuff, but they don't have anything, so I don't even need to get a permit for a driveway or anything from them. So, and it's a dead-end road. I mean, you only got the few houses there, and we're right there. And that, so I have a nice big open space there, which would be a front yard. And so I just want to...
Definitely a unique lot, isn't it?
Yeah, it really never was. If you're doing this over again, it never be designed like that. But instead of changing all that around, I think we can squeeze a house, pretty nice house in there, and with the open space on both the front and the back, so it's just getting in.
Are there any further questions from members of the board?
Mr. Boardman?
Mr. Hedges? Mr. Mills? Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in favor? Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, it's obvious that the lot can consist of unique physical circumstances, conditions. I think it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. It's obviously not created by the applicant. I don't see where it alters the essential character of the neighborhood and the minimum request to afford relief. Therefore, I make a motion that we approve case number 9641.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hutton that we approve case number 9641. All those in favor of the motion, give these a voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved, sir.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.